Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Minister Ronald Lamola is representing South Africa at a high-level conference on humanitarian response to Gaza. And this is obviously on the back of what is happening in the Gaza Strip. A very good evening and thank you so much for making time for us, Minister. And thank you so much for being here with us on Kaya.
Yes, good evening and to the listeners of Kaya FM.
Minister, could you please maybe outline for us what this high-level conference aims to achieve?
The high-level conference will be co-chaired by His Majesty, the King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein of the Semitic Kingdom of Jordan, and His Excellency Mr. Abdel Fattah El-Sisi, the President of the Arabic Republic of Egypt, and His Excellency Mr. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations. The high-level conference will, among others, articulate on how the minimum requirements for ensuring sustained, predictable, and sufficient supply of humanitarian assistance can reach into and throughout Gaza via land, sea, roads, and air, in line with the UN Security Council in relation to the humanitarian aid and assistance. And also, we expect that the ICJ ruling in line with this humanitarian will be complied with. So the conference is looking at the modalities and the implementation of ensuring humanitarian aid reaches the people of Gaza.
Obviously, the conference is being put together because humanitarian access has been quite a challenge. Let's talk a little bit about those challenges.
Yeah, as you are aware, there's already a number of UN UMRA, the relief agency of the United Nations, that is responsible for humanitarian aid. A number of their employees have been killed, a sizable number of them helping. And also that there has been blockages with regards to the humanitarian aid, the various entrance borders, the access points that cannot carry through the mandate of providing humanitarian assistance. So the conference is aimed to unlock all those challenges and also to bring the collective conscience of the global community to put the necessary pressure to the state of Israel to enable this humanitarian aid to happen. Hence, the UN and the King have invited a number of role players, stakeholders of the UN, and also many countries that will be participating tomorrow in this conference to find these solutions for humanitarian aid.
The nature of the borders that currently are supposed to allow aid to come in are managed and final authority is given by Israel. What stands out for me, though, is that in this formation that's coming to this conference, Israel is not participating. You know, are you confident that even as you speak amongst yourselves without Israel, you'll be able to achieve what you're hoping to achieve?
Yes, definitely. As you'll be aware, Jordan is bordering many parts of Israel. As I'm sitting here, I can see Jerusalem. So it is a very important country in relation to access to Israel. The fact that there will be a number of countries across the globe, including friends of Israel, the communication platforms will be enabled to put the necessary pressure to the state of Israel to allow this humanitarian access. So we do believe that the products of the conference or its resolutions will be, the international community will be able to put the necessary pressure for its implementation.
Israel has never flinched, even if even the UN, which has appealed to Israel on many, many occasions, as you mentioned earlier, they themselves have lost quite a number, a good size of personnel. I think about 188 UN has lost those humanitarian workers there. They've never listened to anybody, even if the pleas go out. So what makes you so confident that they'll listen this time?
It's because of the number of countries that are involved, and also the fact that it is just on the doorstep of Israel, this conference, which is also co-chaired by the Secretary General of the United Nations. So humanitarian aid is part of international law. As you will also remember, it's also a ruling of the ICJ. So they have got no any other way but to respect this. And these countries will also put the necessary pressure from all angles, including the friends of Israel.
This weekend, we saw the release of four hostages, but that happened on the back of a lot of Palestinians being killed. And what we are being told, and of course you would verify whether this is true, is that the manner in which Israel executed this particular mission, part of what they did was to go using humanitarian trucks to gain access to the refugee camp. That's going to make it very, very difficult for you to manage that kind of activity if already Israel is using humanitarian aid, humanitarian trucks and so on to go in and combat people on the ground.
Yeah, it is for that reason that this conference is important, to deal with all the measures that must be enabled and be put in place to enable humanitarian aid in a safe and a peaceful way, and also to mitigate the risks that may come up with the humanitarian aid. You'll remember that it's not only that accusation against Israel. They come from all sides and all angles. Mm. So that's why the conference is going to look at all the routes. It's going to look at all the measures. It will look at how to mitigate them and how to execute in line with international law.
Essentially, what I think is happening here, and you'll just maybe expand on that a little bit, is that if a country like Jordan, for instance, insists on coming in, they themselves then would be putting themselves in the line of fire, essentially being part of a war that they would not have been part of.
Now, as you will be aware, Jordan is hosting almost 60% or more of the Palestinian refugees.
Yes.
And even those that left early in the early 1948 and so forth. So they have got no choice but to ensure that there is humanitarian aid. As you will be aware, they've also been doing airdrops for humanitarian aid as Jordan, dangerous as it might be. But most of the food that has been going into Palestine has been done through Jordan airdrop of the food. So they've got a role to play, and there's no way they cannot help, because they are the most impacted and affected. It's almost like South Africa, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Mozambique. So as I'm sitting here, as I say, I can see Jerusalem, I can see Jericho. So it is a situation where they've got no choice but to participate to ensure that there's humanitarian help and also there's peace in the area. They have played a very key and important role. And I believe it is for that reason that the UN chose this as the host of this important conference on humanitarian aid to Palestine.
Blinken has been pushing for a ceasefire plan, and I'm also not sure why this formation has not asked the U.S. to also be a part of this conversation so that they would put pressure on Israel.
It does. They've invited everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is invited to the conference. There are many countries that will be present in the conference. As I've said, it's hosted by it will be co-chaired by the King and the Secretary General and the President of Egypt. But all member states related to UNRWA, the UN Relief Agency, are part of the conference.
What do you make of the ceasefire plan that's been pushed by Blinken?
Yeah, as you are aware, we have already said that any peace plan must take into account that it's an ICJ ruling that must be respected, that must be complied with by all the parties, including any plan going into the future.
Minister, are you confident that this conference is going to yield some results?
Yes, that's why we're here. if we're not confident, we'll not have even bothered to attend the conference. We think it's a very important conference. It will definitely yield results. Hence, we are coming to make our contribution in relation to the routes, to enable a self-passage, to enable the role players to ensure that humanitarian aid does reach Gaza.
I understand the intention, and I understand why this is important. And I genuinely ask that on the back of even the minister here, our own minister, Minister Naledi Pandor, saying, well, she doesn't really have faith in Israel. And so that's the reason I asked the question.
Yeah, and that is the reason I said that's why we're here. So that all the collective conscience of the global community must continue to put pressure on Israel, must continue to ensure that humanitarian aid does happen in line with international law. It's part of international law, international humanitarian law, for humanitarian aid to be able to access during this time and during this type of situation. And as you are aware, it's one of the rulings by the ICJ that there must be ceasefire to enable humanitarian aid to happen.
Is there fear that, to a point you made earlier about how dangerous it is for Jordan to intervene, and they have already been doing that, is there a fear that this formation that meets at this conference, as they gather themselves and organize themselves to actually insist on giving and helping with humanitarian aid, that they may be drawing themselves and the region into a bigger conflict?
We as South Africa, for example, we have already sacrificed. Mm. And I believe that Jordan has already done so. They've already sacrificed. They have shown that humanitarian aid is a basic necessity through the airdrops. And they have continued to participate in efforts to bring peace in the Gaza Strip. So there is no any other way of ensuring that except to participate in efforts of this nature. Hence, they are hosting the conference under the auspices of the United Nations Agency, UNRWA, on relief, and inviting all the countries of the world to join efforts in this humanitarian aid.
The call for ceasefire and the plan that's been put forward by the U.S. Is asking for a 6 weeks break for that room to be given for negotiations to take place. Israel continues to say that at the very least they will continue until the end of the year. If that's the very least, best case scenario is that they will want to eliminate Hamas completely. In other words, even as the calls increase, they keep sending messages of more hostility to Palestine. How do you react to that? Minister Lamola?
Yes, you say, how do you what?
I was saying, how do you react to the continuous messages coming from Israel on their insistence on continuing the war?
Yeah, as you are aware, we have been very firm and clear that there must be a ceasefire. And this has now been ordered clearly with no ambiguity by the ICJ. And I think even the UN Security Council accept that realization. And I believe that even the US is aware that there can't be any humanitarian aid without any form of ceasefire. And from our perspective, we've always been very clear that whatever form of ceasefire, it must take into account the ICJ ruling in this regard. And therefore, that is what should happen for humanitarian aid to be enabled in the Gaza Strip.
Justice and Correctional Services Minister Ronald Lamola, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.